It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
In 270 days.
Election Day 2014.
It's not just candidates we'll be voting on. There are likely to be plenty of ballot questions, too.
It is shaping up that way, much like 2012 when there were half a dozen ballot questions.
So we might just see a repeat of Ballot-O-Palooza.
Ballot-O-Palooza.
See, ballot questions can sometimes get people who might not be super invested in voting for a candidate to actually get out and vote for a specific issue.
They might, but there is no bulletproof evidence that ballot questions change the results of other races. There is, though, some evidence, and a lot of political professionals certainly do believe they have at least some influence, at least on the margins.
Right. I mean, look at 2004, when a slew of gay marriage ballot proposals may very well have helped George W. Bush win re-election. But, you know, Rick, it's hard to get ballot questions actually passed.
Oh, certainly. Voters tend to really shy away from passing new laws via the ballot. In fact, if you don't start out with more than 60% approval of your question in most of the polling, the chances are you won't win. You won't break 50% on Election Day.
2 years ago, in 2012 alone, $154 million spent on ballot questions, and all six were defeated.
Which also raises this issue. Money spent on ballot questions is often money that would otherwise be spent on other campaigns. So the decision to go to the ballot with a certain issue raises lots of other questions. Is it the best use of money, personnel, volunteers? How will it affect turnout? That if it affects turnout at all.
I've had choices since the day that I was born.
So the question, what will this year's dynamic be?
Well, there's a lot going on. Look for news early next week on the minimum wage ballot drive.
That would initiate a law raising Michigan's minimum wage to somewhere between $9 and $10 an hour.
This question will be closely watched, not just because it's sort of the marquee issue right now in the big national debate about economic disparity, but also for its potential, perhaps unique potential, to drive turnout. And just yesterday, two new petition drives on other issues were approved by the Board of State Canvassers, one to make Michigan a part-time legislature state, the other a petition drive to change the rules for petition drives.
That is so meta.
So meta. Essentially, it would make it easier in some respects to get a question on the ballot, eliminate some restrictions.
Right. It would preempt any efforts in the legislature to outlaw the controversial practice of paying professional petition circulators by the signature.
Mm-hmm.
It would also allow petition drives to recruit or hire out-of-state circulators.
And the part-time legislature question is also pretty sweeping. Lawmakers would be in session for just 60 days.
Which would likely seriously slow down lawmaking.
Oh, yeah.
Every time a bill is amended or
every time
a new version is introduced, it would have to be posted on the internet for 5 days before the state house or Senate could vote on it.
Every time a bill is changed. And think back to how, well, the Right to Work bill was passed. A new version of that bill was substituted in the state Senate and voted on the very same day. This would have slowed down that train.
Now, unions, progressives, may be intrigued by that aspect, but aren't likely to get excited about making the legislature part-time.
Agreed. It's a bit too much like term limits, which certainly cost them a lot of influence.
Yeah. And meanwhile, there are also two other ballot drives in the field collecting signatures. One of them is a second referendum on wolf hunting, on the new law passed by the legislature and signed by Governor Snyder.
To circumvent the referendum already on the ballot that stalled the first wolf hunting law.
And get this, there's another petition drive to effectively challenge that ballot drive with an initiative to pass a different law to make it easier for the State Natural Resources Commission to adopt new hunting sessions.
Whoa, it's ballot question versus ballot question.
And all those questions together create a big old mix of political ideology. We could see libertarians voting for a part-time legislature, Democrats and Republicans turning out to vote about wolf management and hunters' rights, progressives in favor of an increase to the minimum wage.
If your head's not spinning, you're not paying attention.
I'm so
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.